Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaur.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Hi, from the wasteland of Eastern Washington, not the whole wiener, just the fur skin. He's Brandon from the internet.
Wow! Not the whole or wiener, just the fur skin.
Yeah, just the fur skin. Yeah, did not think that one through. Combining my nicknames together. So
yeah, he definitely added that to his own description on the pod. That's where I got that from. I'm not just talking about Brandon's penis. So
yeah, not this time.
I mean, not yet. At least we'll get there.
We'll get there.
Oh, it sometimes doesn't work because of medications. Oh, it's Brandon from the internet. Now, previously he was our own Crash Bandicoot, but I just found out that he was the king of coastal Costa Rica for a month.
Oh, just 1 month.
His call sign is Corndog One, but we call him Siege. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
I mean, you're wearing sunglasses and a tank top, so not as good as you.
Oh, dude, I'm wearing nothing but underwear and hockey skates. It's been a week.
Which is the weird part. So, yeah.
It's true. We won the cup. Yeah. So
you're wearing a cup. All right. Got it.
Yeah.
I know that Greg doesn't watch a lot of hockey, so he might not believe this, but Siege was on the ice in his underwear in Game 7.
In five wheeled rollerblades.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys I was on a Cuban street hockey team?
No.
Nope.
I thought there was more to that. I thought there was going to be like something else to that story.
Well, I wasn't. No.
Oh. Okay.
I'm not anymore. I was at one time.
He was humping that, but he was not on it.
I need to get my stuff together.
Is Cuban street hockey the same thing as regular street hockey, just played by Cubans, or there's like a whole separate set of...
No, okay. Yeah, there's a lot more. There's a lot more Miami.
Cuban street hockey.
Yeah.
Well, and helping us behind the scenes, then schooling us at the end, we have producer Gravy Navy hanging out off mic right now. So
hell yeah.
None of us is a scientist, engineer, supervillain. If you are one of those things, let us know what we get wrong and potentially what we even get right. Not a lot of rights coming in. To be fair, also not a lot of wrongs. Also, if you could tell a friend about the podcast or write a review or share one of our social media posts, that would be so killer. You can find us online even just to say sexy things about Siege and the Gun Show, nerdtalkplus.com to find us there, and on socials at nerdtalkplus.com for the Instagram. So, sorry about the week off. I took a vacation, and I took my child to San Diego to... We go to a rich kid's school, and we're the people on financial aid. And so, like,
hell
when
yeah.
he comes back from summer, it's going to be like, what did you do this summer? One kid's like, well, I was in Bulgaria for 7 weeks. And, like, not that I want to be in Bulgaria, but, like...
Is that where the rich people go now?
No, they come here, make a bunch of money, and then they go back and see their poor, stupid families and be like, I'd
look
rather Tesla than get to my Tesla.
American dollars.
Perhaps you've heard of Elon Musk. Well, I support him by
buying all
the Teslas.
Is that why there's so many more rich people in Spokane in the summer?
It must be.
You should sell them houses, Brandon.
Yeah.
His bank account agrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, anyway. I apologize for not being around. I did go to Legoland. Let me explain something about Legoland. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like you got to take mushrooms if you're going to Legoland for it to be awesome, because...
Well, I just assumed.
It was not awesome. I was single parenting with my six-year-old, and, like, he's already a handful. I can't imagine having an existential crisis while he's pissing his pants waiting to get on the teacup ride. Like, that's
not... just give him one as well, so it'll be fine.
That is child abuse. I'm not doing that. Thank you. But we did have a super fun time. He did, and I took him on a roller coaster, and it's a Legoland roller coaster, so it's not anything. And he was like, halfway through, he's like, I don't like this. I was like, all right, dude. So we rode the teacups and the up and down, you know, helicopter things or whatever. Then the next day we went to the San Diego Wild Animal Penitentiary. I mean, zoo. Nice. And a charity zoo, a penitent, whatever it is. And we did that for a while, and all he wanted to do was ride the gondola that goes over the park back and forth, so that way he could get a video the whole way, because he just wanted to be able to have that. I also ran out of
fun, though.
I also ran out of memory on my phone throughout the course of this trip for reasons, and so anyway, San Diego, I'm just gonna put this out there. San Diego is like Seattle, only where everyone is half naked, about 40% dumber, and about 200% hotter. It was wild. Just like I was like, oh my God, you're like a Seattle 10. And then boys and girls, this is not an exclusive to, you know, one gender or sex or whatever. I was like, good God, like you're a Seattle 10, and here you're probably like a 6 or a 7. And I was like, man, imagine after years in the desert, how much I could, I mean, not the real desert, but the Pacific Northwest, the sex desert, how much I could clean up down there. Sex desert, get some lube. Ugh.
Anyway, shout outs to our friend in San Diego.
So, have you guys been to San Diego? Because Sean has lived there because he was in the military or something. I don't know, whatever.
I love San Diego, yeah. Yeah, San Diego's amazing.
It just never felt like anything was that urgent except for switching lanes to get into the right freeway lane. That's the only time anything was ever urgent. It was like, hey, you know how you're over there? Without warning, you are going to miss your exit and have to drive for 10 extra minutes if you don't get all the way over there Florida style. And I was like, all right.
Well. Yeah, driving in Southern California at all sucks. But I'm mostly there for just like the surfing and the chilling and
the tacos.
SeaWorld. Oh, God, the tacos.
If you're like a Miami... Like, what's the Miami 10 translate to San Diego? Like, if you're a seven in Miami.
San Diego 10 is kind of like a Miami 8. They're kind of close, but they're different scales. Okay. Yeah.
It's
like, but you're talking about Barbies and potatoes, though, because, like, one is, Miami is a plastic land, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, we have a rich Latin culture here, which grows a lot of things very naturally and wonderful as it is.
Organically, thank you.
Yes, organically, thank you. Yes. Eat natural.
Man. Yeah, dude, your Cuban drug dealing team that you're on, or whatever it was called, that was, they know.
That's right.
I've been to San Diego exactly one time.
That's where you got your yellow hat, right?
A yellow hat? Do I have a yellow hat?
Yeah, the mustard hat. Mustard.
Yeah, the one that is, yeah, that's where my mustard hat's from, yeah. I went there and I remember going to now I can't think of it as anything in my head when you said the something animal penitentiary, mm-hmm. the wild animal penitentiary.
Yeah.
In my head, I called it a WAP, and now I can't not think of it as the wet ass penitentiary.
Nice.
So I remember going there, and I think like zoos make me, sad, but I'm also like, oh, the animals. And so that's what I remember.
I saw an anteater have diarrhea. It was
nice.
I mean, that totally strips away the illusion of them being imprisoned.
Do you think that's like they had like a fire ant?
He's probably
like a little too spicy.
He's not a fire sauce guy. He's just a...
In Doritos Locos Antos.
And... They didn't have Baja Blast.
Tacos. He had a Baja Blast, though, let me tell you.
That's a good Tijuana joke. That's like, that's San Diego relevant. Say. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. It's the Baja Peninsula.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I could definitely see myself being worthless there. I feel worthless here. I actually have purpose, but like there, I feel like you can just actually be worthless and just like kind of get by and everyone's just kind of sort of, you know, slurming around. So, I don't know.
Slurming.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, the zoo is a weird thing because like it is just a bunch of like, there's just some leopards and they just can't really go anywhere ever, forever. It's like, okay, well, that sucks. But then you get outside of that and they're like, did you know that we serve adult beverages every 400 yards? And I'm like,
leopards?
Yeah, they have leopards in little bow ties,
yeah,
walking around being like, look, we can't go anywhere, so we might as well serve these drinks. Would you like a bacon wrapped date, sir?
You think wearing cheetah print is tacky as a human? Imagine if you're a leopard. That's like,
okay, I'm sorry. Man, oh man.
Anyway, yeah. So anyway, congratulations to our own king of Costa Rica, the coast of Costa Rica, excuse me, not the whole thing. Siege, our team, big fan
our
of
team,
that, man.
Our team.
Won the Stanley Cup in Game 7. No one thought it would happen except for Siege and all of the other dirtbags in Miami that were... I find hockey to be such a fascinating dichotomy because it's the most expensive sport to play, among the most expensive sports to play. But then, like, the fan base is like the rejects of the NFL. And so it's like...
I mean, like, yeah.
There's a lot of money in it. I get it. Yeah. But, like, you're going to see someone punch each other on the ice as a side game to the game.
You're like, it's sliding like on swords on the ice.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And going to just hit awesome people as hard as possible with not even just a rubber puck, but a frozen rubber puck that you hit at somebody. My dad used to play this when he was a kid, and this was before goalies even wore masks. So he's got, like, yeah, all these scars all over his face from pucks hitting him in the face. He wasn't a very good goalie, but, I mean, he couldn't skate either. So, like, that's where he kind of
was stopping
stuck
them with his face.
That's right.
So he's got the scars, so unless they were going through his head, maybe he was getting a guy punched through him.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's
yeah
punching a guy through a guy.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
It'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't mean to, you know, drag the whole, like, if you want to go to the Kraken, you have to spend $250 a ticket. There's no inexpensive
yeah
ticket.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. But it's like, it is a certainly, like, you go to a fight where a hockey game breaks out, is that what they say? Like,
yeah,
that's like,
right.
And hockey's fun and wild to see, but it's just funny because it's like you got to be a rich kid really to get to the top, unless you have all of the talent. But then you're playing for like the most blue collar crowd, typically speaking. Now, Miami is its own beast, I get it. Like,
yeah,
guys are all weirdos and everything, but so you survived. It's been a week and a day now.
Barely.
And, how are we?
Oh my god, it like, I barely survived because literally the next morning when I was sitting here, I'm going, first off, thank God we didn't record last week because I was just a wreck by the time we usually hit that record button. It was about the second period and we were up 2-1 with a full period left to go. And
if I'm not mistaken, I think the game ended when we would have been podcasting. And so
yes,
we would have had an opportunity for you to go bananas on the podcast.
Yeah.
But also, glad that you got to watch it. Where did you watch from?
I was actually crushing beers with the entire family. We didn't get to go down there for game 7 because we were actually priced out at the last round.
Of course.
Yeah.
I couldn't go.
Yeah, the last seat in the last row of the upper deck. And the Panthers, their stadium is out in Sunrise, which is just west of Fort Lauderdale. It's essentially, it's built in the Everglades. When they built the stadium, they actually had
to
have...
the mountains of Florida.
Yes, the mountains of Florida.
Large tracts of land, and it's sunk into a swamp.
Well, that's funny, because when they built the stadium, they actually had to put in clauses for how they built it, how high they built it on a mound, because it literally sinks into the Everglades every year. So it's like if you get there, you're just like, why is this place on this mountaintop so high? And it's because the stadium is slowly sinking. And it's one of the biggest in the NHL. So it's just like 20,000 seats and it's just slowly being swallowed by the earth.
In a few
eventually,
years, you're going to look
will
down.
Be a gator.
Yeah.
And the ice, please say in the ice.
Yeah. That's where I was going. Yeah.
Yes.
Is that where you were going? Was it ice skater?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
At some point, it's going to sink into the Everglades, and then like when they kick on the machines to make the new season, there's just going to be frozen gators in the... I mean, they should just go for that now. Can you imagine if you were skating around and there was just like a pissed off frozen alligator in the ice there? I'm sure they'd just
melt sword feet.
It melts just a little bit in the gator's eyes, just looking at everything that happens above.
When I get out of here, I'm eating some hockey players.
Yeah. You have obstacles in the ice. You can't go over here by this blue line because you're going to get snapped in the leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been like a week.
Hungry hippos and hungry, hungry gators on ice.
Oh, we can have a hippo gator fight.
That would be awesome. Yeah. We need some hippos in the Everglades. I think we should do that.
I saw two hippos at the Wild Animal Penitentiary, and they were very boring. They're just giant boulders, effectively. So aspirational, great, but
need them in the Everglades. I feel like that might be the best idea that we've ever had on this show.
I'm going to start a petition.
Yeah, put hippos back in the Everglades. There were never hippos in the Everglades.
Shut your mouth, Florida. Yeah, Florida don't care.
We don't care.
We got dinosaur, birds, alligators, and hippos. Like whoever's the best.
As long as they're not gay, stick them in there.
Don't need you hippos gaying up the place.
I have a lady instant messaging me or DMing me right now about how our station supported the Pride Parade and how demonic acts of what do you call cross-dressers? Bringing kids out to dance.
Okay.
And then there was
like drag shows?
Yeah, drag show, bringing kids out to dance with them, even though they're fully clothed and not doing anything weird and how it's demonic. And I just wrote back, there's no such thing as demons. So we're going to have a nice fight over pretend and factual things here soon. But anyway, you just watch from home, but then you let yourself loose after that.
Oh, man, dude. I sent you guys the pictures. I was at the Elbow Room in Fort Lauderdale where the players were just they were up all night. They're pouring beers from the cup into like us locals' mouths. We're diving into the ocean with the Stanley Cup. I was telling Gravy Saber earlier that about golf carts are like one of our modes of transportation here. And there was just like players upon players stacked into these golf carts, just going up and down the main drag Los Olas through Fort Lauderdale. It's just we've literally crammed a month of spring break into like this last week, and then the parade day was under a typhoon and a meteor was supposed to hit Earth, and there's still like 300,000 people deep on the beach going just absolutely nuts. The thing that
I think is the most wonderful part about all of this is that like hockey players in the NHL, like the NHL is the premier hockey league in the world. So like it is where all of the best hockey players from all of the other countries come to play, right? Like it's the thing that we have that, you know, it's like the Premier League, you know, all of the countries play soccer, but the Premier League is one of the places where all of the best players go.
You can play baseball in Japan, but you need to make it to the US if you want to.
Yeah. And that's how hockey is too. And so I love like that. And I don't know. I haven't looked at like the demographic makeup of the or the geographic makeup of where all of the players are from. But that's so. This is what I'm saying is like you have all of these like mostly Canadian, probably some Finnish dudes and like a Norwegian and a few American guys. None of them from Florida, but then they all go play for Florida and they become the Florida. They win the cup and they become.
Dude, it was full Florida,
Miami.
Like our captain is a Finn. We have like the most Finns in the league. We have a bunch of Swedes, a bunch of Canadians. Goalkeeper is a manatee who's also Russian, and he's like very adorable. He just speaks so soft and quiet, but yet he's the biggest dude.
Swims real slow.
So, very slow, very slow. Very
hates
soft
that we're,
touch, too.
Hates that we're adding hippos back to the Everglades.
Yes, yes. Very jealous. Land manatees. And we've got like one of our superstars is American, but he was like the most full Florida person as soon as we won the cup. Like he was the one dragging it out into the ocean. He was the one like on the top floor of like a local bar pouring beer all over like anybody who walked by. I mean, it's been great. It's been great.
It just makes me think, like, America is the Florida of the world, and Florida is the Florida of America. So it's just, like, the most concentrated amount of Florida. And, like, hockey is the Florida of sports. And so, like, we've just maybe...
It's true.
NASCAR is the most, like, Florida of sports. Stop it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but there's
so much expensive sports for blue-collar people.
Absolutely. If you drive a NASCAR, you got to have 20 mil. Okay, I get you. Yeah, I was thinking about that because it's like all these, like, same thing with, like, Formula One. Like, the fans are still trashy European guys who wrench on cars. Like, it's like, you go and watch the guys, they're cheering for Max Verstappen, and they're, like, not the cream of the crop of Dutch people. They're not the architects building the ships. They're, like, the guys that are, like, you know, putting the freaking rivets into the ships or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he still does until the robots, so... Yeah, well, it looks like it's been really fun, but the closest I can relate is in Chicago when the Blackhawks last won. My brother lived across the street from the bar that the Blackhawks went to afterwards, and he's a regular there. And by this time he had 3 kids and was in his 40s or whatever. And it was like kind of like whoever...
So they were also regulars there.
When they shut it down, the bar down, they were like, you know, just like picking people who were going to stay. And my, like, business brother... He did not look, he's like the opposite of Siege. he stayed and partied all night long with the Chicago Blackhawks or whatever until they were all blackout drunk, arms around each other, saying they love each other. And so, like, I've only heard 2 great stories of what happens when teams actually win the NHL finals, which is very cool. So, congratulations. Very cool. I've been... Nailed it.
Nice.
Now, I've been distracted today and currently by a thing. It's you know when everyone got that, what's the Wordle, when everyone got really excited about that, occasionally a game comes along and is like, just kind of grabs everyone's attention for a minute. Well, I'm on it right now. It's 1millioncheckboxes.com, and there's just 1 million boxes that you can check, and anyone who is signed in at the time can check the boxes, and you can check or uncheck. And the idea is that you get, you know, in theory, if everyone worked together, we could get all 1 million boxes checked at a time or whatever. So all day today, it was at about 550,000 boxes were checked. And so pretty good split of people checking and unchecking boxes. Now we're at 841,000 at the time of recording. And I assume that this is all bots at this point that are just like identifying that something is checked or not and then doing the opposite of it. But it's wild because... I just click and then someone else click. It's like a bubble wrap, only if someone else could pop the bubble back out, and so you could keep going back and forth, pop, unpop, just back and forth and back and forth, fighting to try and get the perfect batting average of, in this case, 1 million.
I love
worth
this.
Checking out to anyone who's hearing this, 1millioncheckboxes.com. Okay?
Count me out for the rest of the show. I'm just going to be over here doing this.
I mean, making sure that...
If you could see yourself, Bucks, you know that already happened.
I'm making sure that the box 69 is constantly checked, so we're
thank
good.
Thank you, Brandon. Doing the Lord's work here. Yeah.
What are the boxes like? There's some colors around some boxes.
Yeah, I haven't figured that out yet. And if you click it, you get a point for it. Like it's a separate
because
point.
The letter in the box is the right letter, or it's not in the right place.
No.
Wow. Oh my gosh. This is so the most frustrating thing that I've ever participated in.
What's fun is I can see it blinking off of your guys' faces, and so it's like I'm watching it happen.
Oh yeah, I've got gold points now for checking a gold box.
Look at you.
If you uncheck a gold box, you get a minus gold point. Like, watch out.
Oh, what is that all about? How can you go negative? If you go negative, what does that mean?
Means that you unchecked a bunch of stuff.
Whoa.
You're the fighting for or against or a combination.
People identify
you. Yeah, hopefully it's anonymous.
As
I mean, it obviously isn't because you didn't do anything to stop it from being public, but like someone could come after you for checking the boxes.
I was going to say, like, all of a sudden you've got this like massive smear campaign. This guy eats box fun.
It's so many boxes. Oh my gosh. You just scroll and scroll.
There's a million
boxes, Brandon.
I know, but a million seems like, I mean, I know it's a lot.
How many
boxes can you fit in your
mouth?
Oh, how many boxes could you eat in a minute? Oh my gosh. Look at, if you go far enough down, all the boxes are Oh, you guys can't see that. Yeah. Look at that. That's incredible. I'm up there at the top, and it's just terrible.
Yeah.
Causing, you know, fits in
my dream. You said in the chat, get 6969 and 420.
Yeah.
Smart. Or 69420.
Oh, yeah. We need those as well.
Even smarter.
To be able to include our Canadian friends in our own debauchery. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, well, news this week from NASA. It's sad ISS news. I'm genuinely bummed about this. The International Space Station is officially going to come to an end. NASA has contracted SpaceX, of course, to destroy this massive space platform for a sum of money just shy of $1 billion. They will make a vehicle that will push the International Space Station through the atmosphere of the Earth to consume it and destroy it. Obviously, we'll get some cool shooting stars. We'll get to a Florida problem here in a minute, and we'll get to Brandon and his preoccupation now.
I feel like if it's anything like the stadium that the Florida Panthers play in, they should just sink it into the Everglades over time.
Dude, let alligators take it over.
Yes.
The International Alligator Station? Are you kidding me?
Why are we pushing it down?
The International Alligator Station?
That's my point. Siege, let's push it out, man. Let's get that thing like out somewhere where it does some damage that we're not prepared for in 5,000 generations. You know, let's cause some problem for future Earthlings, not like take care of it. Or that sounds dumb.
Imagine also, that thing goes out to like outer space though, and we end up with like an Event Horizon situation where next thing you know, there are aliens that have taken it over and it goes through a wormhole. And yeah, I want to do that.
So they're like worried about it being irresponsible and it like breaking apart and destroying satellites and stuff. But I just think about what would China do, because China does not give an F. They'd be like, yeah, whatever. Like, let it destroy everything.
We're worried about it now.
They'd push it into low orbit and say, I don't know where it lands. Kind of fun, right? Should we take bets?
Yeah, China, I mean, absolutely.
China just did a static engine test of a rocket and ended up launching it into the atmosphere and then into the side of a mountain just like this week.
Yeah, China could hit their cities. They don't care. They're like, it might hit our city, but like those are just people we had to previously feed, so whatever.
So many of those. The thing is, there's so many ways that you could get, like we've talked about many already, sink it into the Everglades.
That's
put the it best into one low, so far, absolutely. Drop it into low Earth and let it burn up like a nerd, or send it into deep space. Like, there's got to be way cooler things that we could do.
Send
like,
it to the moon!
Nuke it. Or something. I just watched Oppenheimer for the first time, and so my answer to most things right now is probably just going to be, let's nuke it.
Got to fix that driveway? Nuke it.
Nuke it.
Nuke it.
Ooh, how about nougat? Could that be the answer?
Nougat. Oh,
just fill it full of delicious nougat.
Nougat
and
caramel and chocolate.
Yeah.
Give me an ant problem on the moon.
Space Ant Farm.
International Snicker Station.
How about Space Ant Farm? Let's just fill it with ants and see what happens.
Yes. And then we can send that anteater from the zoo up there.
Oh, yeah, he ain't ready to fly just yet, okay? He needs some time.
Send them we have to figure out how they get rid of their poop, because that's going to be a problem.
just vacuum right up the anteater butt. Just like, let's go. That's how it lives now. Gravy's got a similar point to this, but my solution for everything now is shoot it into the sun, because, like, we're not, like, it's similar to Brandon's nuke it idea. Like, if you shoot it to the sun, nothing's surviving. Like, we don't know of anything. We don't have anything that can survive that. Even the thing that we have that has, like, a shield on it has to, like, fly away every few minutes because it, like, gets too hot. But if you just sent all the space trash, all the spent uranium, all that stuff into the sun, we would never notice. It would have, like, literally no effect on us, to my knowledge, with my absolute certainty with zero actual mathematical ability to calculate these things. But I'm saying, just, like, put a rocket on it to shoot it upwards and let it get caught in the sun's, you know, gravity well, and which is we're all caught in, and let it just get eaten up over time, or hit it to... I think the moon is actually probably, like, the coolest thing we could do as a feat of human amazement. Ant Farm is now my new favorite. Obviously, Alligator Farm on Earth.
So you're trying to say that we could make it, if we put an ant farm on it and sent it into deep space, could it become an alien ant farm?
Oh, damn it.
God damn it.
If I had the previous worst joke, you now are the king. And I love it.
Yeah!
Gravy says send it to Venus, and we could do simultaneous science to be able to see, like, what's actually going on there in the atmosphere. The Venera project, which means Venus in Russian, they had like 11 or 12 missions, and they got one craft to sustain, it's like 300 Earth pressures for like 2.5 hours, and it's also 900 degrees centigrade up there, and so it survived for like 2 or 2.5 hours before ultimately being crushed and melted. But in that time, as it was going down in the atmosphere, I don't know, we probably wouldn't get much from it. Actually, it'd probably burn up in the atmosphere.
Is there a reason why are we doing this at all? Like, is okay, it like, so, are we just done with it? We're like, hey, science is dumb, we aren't learning anything up here, let's just dunk this thing into space.
Yeah, three things. One is that they of course want it all to be privatized now. So American public wants to focus on, like, being racist, and, you know, the world, actually the far right is rising. So it's time to be racist and kill each other and go back to mob rule and stuff like that. So we don't have
no
time
longer
for
international space station. It's the nationalist space station.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes. The NSS.
Yeah.
Let's just change it to SS just to, like, make everyone
upset.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Nationalist Aeronautic Space Administration.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And then another reason for it is that it's 30 years old, and so they're saying that the number of problems that it's having now is becoming greater than the cost that they want to spend to keep it operational.
Duct
specifically
tape.
The Russian
You're describing
parts.
Me when I turned 30.
Yeah, probably turning 40-something, my God. But yeah, they like it's not cost-effective for them anymore to do that, despite the fact that they have, like, companies like Axiom going up there to do private space missions and stuff. Okay, fine. They will continue to use it for private reasons until 2030. I just want the ISS to get a sponsor that is, like, juvenilely appropriate. Like, I would like Pepsi to sponsor it, so that way, instead of calling it the ISS, we can call it the piss.
And be like, yes!
I'm taking a piss. Like, let's go. Like,
I just want to know what private reasons are we still using the ISS for?
Space porn.
Space porn.
Yeah. Gervin says that we could do, you know, Predator versus Alien 9 or whatever up there. That would be, like, one thing for sure. That would be awesome to have a proper zero-G movie. What was the movie that they tried to film up there that didn't go right?
I think the Russians tried to film a movie up there.
And it was not good.
It, like, just didn't, like, they had, like, an actual emergency while up there, and they were like, we can't. Yeah.
The ants, like, escaped, is, like, in an episode of The Simpsons.
What about that movie ISS? The one where
sponsored by
everybody
Pepsi.
Was up there. Yeah. Brought to you by Pepsi. Where it was the, everybody was trapped up there, the Americans and the Russians, they were up there together, and then all of a sudden, like, nuclear war broke out on Earth. And then they had then their governments told each other, like, yeah, let's take control of the International Space Station, so you have to kill each other.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
They probably just end up boning though instead, right?
I mean, that would be amazing. And that's the movie I would make. So perfect.
Yeah. No, but
it was a prequel.
A pre-cum? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Been there.
Anyway. Also, the Biss.
Now, one of the big concerns about bringing the thing back is that you gotta not only it's too far up to even be able to deorbit right now, so you gotta bring it back in like something like I think Gravy put it in there like 50 or 60. 200.
Yeah, we gotta bring it like 55 miles. Is that what he said? I think
something like that. You gotta bring it, you know, a significant distance lower, and there's like 10,000 different other pieces of space material flying around at 17,000 miles per hour. So you gotta like time it just right. It's like a concerted effort. Then when you get to that level, then the SpaceX, you know, boner-shaped thing can push it back towards the Earth's atmosphere. Then it burns up in the atmosphere, but you hope that you get the timing and the everything right about that, because if it survives, like China, or apparently like NASA, comes whipping through the atmosphere, and it crashes into some dude's house in the middle of Florida who lives down the road from Siege or whatever. So that guy's suing. What do you know about that?
It's the Oteros, which they're not actually my neighbor, but they're over in Naples, Florida, which is basically directly across the state from where I am. It's Alligator Alley is directly between Fort Lauderdale and Naples. It just
where we're going to land the ISS.
Yes, where we're going to. Yeah. And yeah, it's in Naples, and a piece of what was the satellite that they were bringing down? It was space garbage that they were expecting to burn up completely and land in the Gulf of Mexico, where apparently they dump a lot of crap.
Why would you aim for that?
I like, know, right?
There's an entire Pacific Ocean.
Like a small pocket of ocean that we're aiming for.
It's like, okay,
so much more.
Shoot the arrow or the apple off my head with that bow and arrow, or I could put it on the table over there. I'm like, no, just put it on your head. Like, we'll just see what happens. Like,
yeah. Okay. It's like, maybe we can just blame it on BP, you know? But it's they were aiming for the Gulf of Mexico.
The lizard,
of all
it's
things.
The gator people.
It's Florida. It'll
International
happen.
Swamp Station.
Yes.
Pepsi's International Swamp Station.
No one will ever know. And see, it's Florida, so it's like half the time somebody would report something and be like, yeah, I have no idea that would ever happen. But yeah, it's I guess this guy. And what's ridiculous about this is this dude is only suing for like $80,000. It's like, bro, this is NASA.
Just got to get that hole patched, and it's going to be a lot because I got to do the whole roof.
Yeah, got to get the roof replacement. We got the Bahia tiles up there.
Maybe NASA doesn't have that much money, you guys.
Well, they just gave $1 billion to Musk. So like, their budgets aren't going great either because the Democrats don't like the space science unless it's for military, and the Republicans only like it if it's for military. So. Yeah. All right. Pallet of batteries. That's what it was. Yeah. Thanks, Gravy. That didn't quite burn all the way up on its way in, and so.
Yeah, we get
once
batteries
again. Green energy
that's
strikes
on
again
fire here.
Goddamn Democrats!
Democrats don't talk about the side effects of green energy, like a pallet of batteries landing on the roof of your house.
Yeah, but we can't have them in planes, and we can't ship them because they light on fire themselves here. Yeah. I love what Gravy said in the chat. He said, maybe we should nationalize it.
Yeah. The PNSS, the penis?
Yes.
The Pepsi Nationalized Space Station.
Pepsi National International.
Brought it back to Wieners. Yes.
Swamp Station. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great. Now when my wife asks if we talked about dicks, I can say yes.
Absolutely.
Successfully.
You want to see it? Or okay, no. All right.
Yeah. That's obviously no.
Yeah. No matter how many nice Facebook posts he makes about his wife, it's still no.
Yeah, it's still no. Yeah.
You got two children. Give it a few years.
Cindy, sweetie's boobs.
Perfect.
Now, one more thing adjacent to... Oh, wait. What was the word that we used that one time?
Cindy, sweetie's boobs.
Oh, yeah. Cindy, sweetie's boobs.
Yeah. It's before you...
Cindy, sweetie's boobs.
To be fair, he did that like 30 minutes before coming to the show. So, what SS content do we have today? All right. One final thing about space and that stuff is making a point out of the potential to build blocks and then structures on places like the moon, since they're not going to put the ISS up there because they're idiots.
Boo.
Lego has made some bricks out of meteor dust. And to show that it's possible, they put them on display in select stores, not at Legoland in Southern California, of course. But they're making the bricks as a point to show that, like, if you take regolith, the moon dust, and you build bricks out of it, could you potentially build your own structures from that? Same with Mars, another very dusty, dry planet with not a lot of moisture, to be able to create structures easily, possibly 3D printed, but in the style of Lego. I think that's pretty cool. Not the set that I want to give to my kid or whatever, but, like, especially if he eats it. Oh, if he ate a meteor, does he become a kaiju?
Maybe.
So it's like regular dust, but meteor?
Brum bum.
No, I'm just like this is like...
Isn't it like moon dust?
They're just making concrete. Like,
essentially,
they're just,
yeah.
They're just,
what they're saying is they're capturing rocks from space that, you know, made it through our atmosphere, and then they're crushing them up and making them into... It's just a symbolic concrete show that we can take... But, like, you have machines here that can already do it. I don't know, dude. Gravy points out that the bricks will be on display in Disney Springs, Florida. You know what that
That's
is?
That's right, baby. It's Orlando.
Oh, the one you were telling me about. Yeah. I went to the wrong Legoland. Son of a
bitch. Yeah. Let's go snort some bricks.
Wow.
Of moon dust, I mean.
For his Havana street hockey team, I think is what he calls it, or whatever. Yeah. Cuban street hockey.
Cuban street hockey.
The Havana High, the little Havana High Flyers.
What's the sport you play with the cup hands and then the throwing the thing?
Oh, yeah, the Indian one?
Highlight, yeah.
That's amazing. The best stuff is down here, guys. We got our Lego bricks made out of meteors, which you can eat and turn into a kaiju, and sink our alligator farms into the Everglades.
No kai Arabs, though.
Boats.
Not in Florida.
That's right. No. No drag queen brunches either.
I feel like that still happens in Miami, right?
Oh, dude, it happens all over. Like, we don't listen. Like, they make up these rules that, like, we're supposed to listen to, and we don't. I mean, you saw it when you were here.
The white folks don't.
Yes. Nobody else does either. It's just a matter of getting caught.
The white folks don't follow them without care.
Yes, correct.
All right. Okay, well, I don't know what anyone would be doing scrolling in their iPhone back to the year 1582 on their calendar app or whatever. I do actually know what they would be doing, but it seems ridiculous that it goes that far back, first of all.
It does?
But yeah, so if you start now, Siege, maybe you can get to the end by the time we get through this or whatever. Back in 1582, there's 10 days missing from October. They just nuked a bunch of days from there. So the 15th through the 13th are just gone. So it skips from the 4th to the 14th in that calendar year. And that's because...
What, in the Illuminati?
Yeah, exactly. It was definitely the Catholic Church, because that should be obvious. Everything goes back to them in that time, the Spanish Inquisition. The Catholic Church opted to switch calendars because Easter was getting earlier and earlier. Now, listen, I know that Thanksgiving is the something Thursday of November, and Labor Day is the first whatever of, you know, whatever. I'm doing a real good job here.
Obviously, stuff. You do know that, yes.
Okay, but it's the... I never have understood how they decide Easter, and it is the... Oh my God, I already forgot.
40 just days like I know the other two. After King Cake.
After I put a baby in a cake.
After Mardi Gras. I'm going to put a baby in a cake.
40 years after I do that.
Just hope you don't eat it.
Well, if I get hungry enough. It's fine. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, they actually have like a system for deciding when Easter is. It seems impossible or whatever. But it's like the Sunday after the last full moon of March or something like, you know, some dumb thing like that. That they set Easter on, and so it's like pretty consistent. But what ended up happening was that it kept falling further and further forward in the year, And the Catholic Church was like, yo, we can't, in the 16th century, be having Easter before it warms up a little bit, dog. Like, we gotta, like, you know, people aren't gonna come out to this thing. So they reset the calendar, and they went from the Jovian calendar to the Gregorian. Shout-outs to Gregor.
Nice!
Went to the Gregorian calendar at that point, and switched things around a bit. I don't know what the Jupiter-based one was. I don't understand what exactly it was or how it changed. But it just guaranteed that instead of happening as early as March 10th Easter, that it would happen towards the end of the month and maybe even into April sometime.
March 10th, famously the 69th day of the year.
Hey, party. Just and 3/11 Eve. So, like, let's not forget. So Omaha's most important holiday.
You have to be off the streets at midnight.
So... yeah, anyway, they just like, it's, for some reason, though, Apple thinks that we need to be able to go that far back in the calendar app. And okay, I guess.
Maybe they have us going, they have us going back that far so they can be like, you guys see this, right? You see what the Catholics did back then, right? Like that. Somebody scroll back there and see, because y'all got to see this.
I feel like right now the Catholics are about to rise back up into power, man. I feel like that they're like, look at what kind of power we used to have. Let's get that back, shall we?
Every time they change the calendar, it's a little bit like building a stadium in Florida. Like, Easter just keeps getting closer and closer and closer. They're like, change the calendar again. We're just going to build a stadium on top of the stadium.
You have to prepare early so it doesn't sink completely into the Everglades.
Yeah.
Easter will sink into the Chicago Everglades. Bears.
Yeah, so they like landed a spaceship on top of Soldier Field, made it into Soldier Stadium or whatever, and it looks terrible, but yeah. I feel like that's...
We've got the Easter Bunny, we've got the Ice Gator, and the Crucifix Jesus, and that's the Trinity of Easter.
And the alien ant farm.
And the alien ant farm.
And the CGN calendar.
And the CGN calendar. It's alien ant farm, the Ice Gator... Ice Gator sounds a lot like Ice Gator.
Dude, up until like a month ago, one of our minor league hockey teams was the Florida Everblades, and it was a gator with like ice skates on it. But now we got the Savannah Ghost Pirates.
They should be the Ice Gators.
That's so cool.
They should be the Ice Gators. Oh my gosh. Wow.
We've just solved a lot, guys. I don't really know what to say.
I think this is like probably the most polished finishing rate we've ever had on this show.
We've
solved a lot of things today.
Oh, I thought you meant finishing. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Wait, we're not even close.
Listen, it's been a week. I'm making up for the rest of you.
It's $100 a time, too. Dang, dude. That's the only one getting paid this episode.
That bucket in that picture on Gravy's Instagram. Yeah, I filled it.
Wow. All right, well, I guess it's time for, I guess it's Guinness time. Is that what we say? Is that how we say it before? Yeah. We take a look at the most fun Guinness World Records from set in the last week, or posted in the last week, I should say. Not even set. Well, here we got another Harlem Globetrotters one, and I'm never mad about them setting a record, because it's always
hell
fun.
Yeah.
The farthest back somersault basketball shot. Boy, I don't know what to think about this. Bull Bullard said it for the Harlem Globetrotters. Any guesses, gentlemen, on where he was standing when he shot this?
Back. What was it? A back
opposite foul line.
Effectively, he did a backflip and scored at the same time.
That's insane.
Can I ask a clarifying question? Was it inside a stadium?
Yeah, it was indoors.
Okay.
It was on a basketball court.
Opposite foul line.
I'm gonna say, man, I feel like if you know when you watch the guys do the throw-ins in soccer and how much more how much more power they can generate when they do the flip.
But that's like a front flip
generates the same. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if the backflip will generate the same amount of like force. I'm gonna say
it's like a punt.
Just past half.
Yeah.
Bull Bullard, congratulations, shot it from 1 foot shy of the opposite free throw line.
Holy crap. See, yeah, I went over. Was, you still lose.
Oh, no, that's where he landed. He was 1 foot in front. You actually win, Siege, because he started 1 foot in front, but when he did the backflip, where he landed was 1 foot behind. So,
well, where do they take the measurement from then?
Upon further review... Yeah, they take the measurement where he lands. Yeah. Siege, you went over. Congratulations, Brandon.
Wow.
I feel like they should take it from wherever the ball left his hands, but, you know, whatever.
Imagine if you laid a bunch of PBRs.
Eggs. Oh.
Already.
I have that dream a lot. Yeah.
Of laying a PBR from your butt? Like, oh, yeah. Boop. Yeah.
What do you think? The B stands for butt.
Imagine laying a bunch of cans of tall boys of Rainier. Okay?
Yeah. All wow. Right, perfect.
Vitamin R on a bar top counter.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then you had to walk by and smash as many as you could in 1 minute using only a downward elbow.
Oh, that's annoying.
Most drink cans crushed with an elbow in 1 minute, gentlemen.
Oh, 53.
In a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, clarifying question. Is there somebody laying the cans out, or are they already just laid out? Or
they're already laid out. It's like being at the San Jose Stadium with the longest outdoor bar in the world, if you had that at your disposal.
Which nobody goes to.
Sure. I mean, they should have a contest to see who can slide a beer the furthest down that without spilling it.
Guys. Oh, man. 38. I'm going to go 38.
Brandon, would you say 50-something?
I said 53.
I feel like you're both lose because you're so wildly off. The dude smashed 120 cans in 1 minute.
Dude, Gravy won. Gravy said 91.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait
hold
a second. This guy's got him laying down on the side. This
way,
is a different.
Yeah, no, this is not the
I said, what if you
I
laid him down? Go back and listen. I said you laid down a
I
bunch
know,
of...
No, I know what you said, but this is like... Siege, you're
yeah,
you agree.
I was figuring standing okay. Wait, don't do that, but standing up tall,
well,
like
you're,
this.
Yeah, you're standing him up, yeah.
You're standing
all side
him
by
up
side.
Like that.
Ow!
Yeah,
that's what well that's what I thought that
you're like smashing it on the head. Smash it on the head with your elbow. Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
That's
what I'm thinking, like you smash like this is the way that he did it. Oh, I would have given a lot.
Twist the shaft, punch the head.
Guys, what do you think the smallest...
This feels like the whole ice cream scoop thing again.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, the Guinness is really kind of...
What? How are you not impressed? That's so fast.
I feel
fast.
Like they're misleading. I mean, yeah, that's fast still, but I mean, like, that. Why do you think we're guessing 38 and 51?
Yeah,
well, I could thought that do was 38 weird. If it was that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you could... I think both of you could get... Over 60. I think you could do
I was
one
gonna say I could do over 60
so
with my forehead if
I've seen how many chips
like
you can eat. Like you can do chip down. Like it's like you can do both. How many cans could you smash while doing 1 minute of chips? That's the big question.
1 minute of getting smashed.
The smallest pack of playing cards. Well, this is pretty impressive. I'll just go ahead and share this one so you don't have to like figure it out. But Brandon's on the right track.
Yeah, I was gonna say measuring like pinky nail.
About a third of your pinky nail, maybe a like pinky toenail. Measuring in at 5 millimeters, that is approximately 1/5 of an inch, by 3.6 millimeters, Rob Halifax created the smallest pack of playing cards. They're tiny. They have a little pack, too. It's really cute. And they've got all the figures on it and everything. And yeah.
Did he give it to that little hamster that other guy makes all the miniature burritos for on Instagram?
That guy's so cute. Yeah.
That was like the best part of the internet that I've ever, I think.
Remember when the internet wasn't awful and it wasn't
the
just
worst?
Companies
yeah.
like trying to figure out what to show you to keep you watching longer that you don't need to watch? It was like your
friends
posting stuff.
It was just like actually entertaining? Yeah.
Yeah, now it's just like, don't leave or you'll die. I'm like, okay.
I will say, like, sometimes my, my kid had to get a haircut and he, despite his mother being a hairstylist, he does not like getting his haircut, and so we went to a barber shop. And because my wife doesn't even cut either of our hairs, because she hates us both, she doesn't, but she hates cutting our hair. And so I was like, "All right, dude, like, how am I going to keep this kid occupied?" I showed him a video of. I was just like, "Oh, thank God for YouTube! I'm just going to Google hedgehogs and just show him a video of hedgehogs for like
fat guy
half
with
an
a
hour
micro
straight.
Peen is like,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, kid."
This anteater diarrhea.
I see that every day, Dad.
longest bicycle peddled by four guys, I guess. And one got a steer at the front. Four guys in the back pedaling, one guy steering at the front. The longest bicycle. How long do you think it is?
Four guys pedaling at the back.
To be fair, one is a lady.
Oh, well, that makes huge difference. Yeah, it's got to be much shorter than what I had originally planned.
Gravy says 58 feet.
30 feet. That's too many. I'm going to say 22.
Try 55.16 meters.
What? Holy
180 feet, 11 inches.
This looks like a human centipede of push-ups. That's way too
that's
many.
That's not a bike. It looks that's like it not has, a bike anymore.
It's a steamroller for a front tire to support all the structural weight.
Oh, yeah, hold I was going to say, look at all let's the structural see, girder. It looks like a girder from a building.
I don't know why hold I keep taking phone. It personally. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep taking it personally when you...
No, I
it's
feel
not
like
you,
that thing
Greg.
Has a lot
yeah, it's not
of
me
wheels.
At all. I'm just reading it.
That thing has a lot
what
of wheels.
It's got like steamroller wheels.
It's like on a steamroller. That's just, oh, I don't.
And there's nothing inside of it. That's like
good
a,
enough for
that's like a
good enough for Gerg.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, Gerg on the side of the establishment. Never thought I'd see that.
Oh, this one. Yeah. Now, this one really bothers me. I know. I've gotten so soft in my old age, both physically and mentally, right? Nah, I still hate everything pretty
strong. Yeah. Welcome back.
My buddy Bryce called me the other day and he was like, what's going on with you? And he like brought up some subject about my former boss and I lost it. And he was like, listen to you. And I was like, year of the Gerg! It's back! He's like, oh, I like angry Greg. And I was like, yeah. I hate this person for doing this and I could definitely never be there when he did this. But most walnuts crushed with teeth in 1 minute.
Ew.
Awful. Just terrible, terrible, awful.
Ugh. Does it have to be one at a time, or is he doing multiple?
It appears that he's doing one at a time.
Okay.
And he's switching back and forth from side to mouth because, you know, he's got to give his face a rest from the pain.
Like a baby.
Is he...
40.
I'm going to say 62.
Gravy.
Look at that haircut. He's not that.
Not time strong. For a break, says Instagram. Get out of here. I don't want to take a break. I'm watching it. Videos. Watching my videos. Gravy says
watch
80
my more videos. Watching
what
my stories.
Say? Siege, what'd you say?
60.
I think I said 40.
I said 62.
With the correct answer of 44, congratulations to Siege.
Wow.
I won one.
Hey.
Oh, you won the mouth nut guy.
I've been waiting to do that.
Mouth nut guy.
There's one thing I have experience with. It's mouth nuts.
It's mouth nuts.
Mouth nut guy. That's a title option as well as PNSS.
Mouth nut guy is going to be in the Everglades with everybody.
I like Ice Gator.
Let's do, okay, all right. I don't know if people will get it, but I'm in. Finally, most consecutive bottle bumps on the elbow. How many times can you bump a bottle so it does a little flip and lands again? Almost like flip cup, but not stopping, and on your elbow.
I feel like I've been burned so many times by like technicalities in this. Is what kind of bottle is it? Can we start with that?
It's like one of the bottles that the plastic bottles that they have the pre-made stuff in, you know, like a, like they would have like the pineapple juice in it so they can make the fancy drink or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Like,
Is it like Tom Cruise in Cocktail?
I don't obviously know that reference.
If you get multiple flips off of one elbow bounce, does that count?
Oh, wait, hold on.
He's like, it is literally like Tom Cruise in Cocktail. I think you're exactly right, Siege. I think like,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's more like Michael Caine in Cocktail. Tom Cruise wasn't that good yet.
Yeah. I'm going to say, wait, is it in 1 minute?
Gravy said 119?
No, consecutive.
How many consecutive? Like just ever? Like just he just did not stop.
Just kept going.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Oh
man,
65.
Six. 642,000.
642,000, a little wider than mine, just a bit outside.
Close.
Gravy says 119. Oh, you're so close, Gravy. Congratulations. He could have said 69, but instead he said 65 because he hates the show or something. Yeah. But 108 was the correct answer. Gravy goes over. Siege is obviously so close. Ridiculous. And Brandon with 65, the winner. All right. Well, that was Guinness time.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I mean, obviously, this is a very heady show. It's time to bring it all back together and end on a positive here. And, well, not necessarily positive, I guess. I guess it's trying to figure out what we put together here from this very heady show. What did we learn this week, starring Sean Gravy Gervin?
Well, besides that, like, Guinness stuff is mostly BS. I mean, we've learned that half of those are terrible. But,
disagree.
You know, We know.
It's still my favorite segment.
It is great. I think it's fantastic to see the stuff that passes for a record now.
We need to make our own records.
Yeah.
Well, most times Siege gets it wrong guessing.
Record we have held to be by Siege.
Track. We have to be keeping track. You have to put at least 14 more on there.
Although he's always been a Seattle 11, Greg learned that he's a San Diego 6 and maybe a Miami 4. We know that much.
Dude, Seattle 11, that's pretty good.
That's really nice of you.
It's because he's very tall. He just goes right past the scale. That's all.
6 foot five, yeah. 198 millimeters, that's how I prefer to measure it. It also makes something else seem more significant. No, I mean centimeters. I meant centimeters.
I was going to say, God damn. You were like 50 of those little decks of cards.
It's probably actually something. Wait, hold on. I'm going to do some math, some stoichiometry.
It sounds way more impressive in millimeters. How many inches is?
Oh, God damn. Yeah, I'll take it. Okay, anyway.
And then, you know, Siege, he's going to have to go to Orlando to snort some space Lego and turn into a kaiju.
Hell yes. I am making that happen.
And Brandon, he's going to have to start farming his ants just for the dad jokes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Space ants, please, though. Okay.
Space ants.
Dude, we got to make that happen, all right?
Yeah.
And then, like, what if one of the astronauts got space ants in their pants?
It's better, space
better than space crabs.
Well, I mean, at all least crabs one you space. Were. I mean, yeah, what about maybe you were, you know, doing
space
the old
gators?
Space gators.
Space gators in
skate
your pants.
In space?
ice space gator.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Okay, well, I don't know what anyone would be doing scrolling in their iPhone back to the year 1582 in their calendar app or whatever. I do actually know what they would be doing, but it seems ridiculous that it goes that far back, first of all.
It does?
But yeah, so if you start now, Siege, maybe you can get to the end by the time we get through this or whatever. Back in 1582, there's 10 days missing from October. They just nuked a bunch of days from there. So the 15th through the 13th are just gone. So it skips from the 4th to the 14th in that calendar year. And that's because...
What, in the Illuminati?
Yeah, exactly. It was definitely the Catholic Church, because that should be obvious. Everything goes back to them in that time, the Spanish Inquisition. The Catholic Church opted to switch calendars because Easter was getting earlier and earlier. Now, listen... I know that Thanksgiving is the something Thursday of November and Labor Day is the first whatever of, you know, whatever. I'm doing a real good job here.
Obviously, you do know that, yes.
Okay. But it's the, I never have understood how they decide Easter. And it is the, oh my God, I already forgot.
40 days like I know the other two. After King Cake.
After I put a baby in a cake.
After Mardi Gras. I'm going to put a baby in a cake.
40 years after I do that.
Just hope you don't eat it.
Well, if I get hungry enough. It's fine. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, they actually have like a system for deciding when Easter is. It seems impossible or whatever. But it's like the... It's the Sunday after... the last full moon of March or something like, you know, some dumb thing like that, that they set Easter on. And so it's like pretty consistent. But what ended up happening was that it kept falling further and further forward in the year. And the Catholic Church was like, yo, we can't in the 16th century be having Easter before it warms up a little bit, dog. Like we got to like, you know, people aren't going to come out to this thing. So they reset the calendar and they went from the Jovian calendar to the Gregorian. Shout outs to Gregor.
Nice.
Went to the Gregorian calendar at that point and switched things around a bit. I don't know what the Jupiter-based one was. I don't understand what exactly it was or how it changed. But it just guaranteed that instead of happening as early as March 10th Easter, that it would happen towards the end of the month and maybe even into April sometime.
March 10th, famously the 69th day of the year.
Hey, party. Just and 3/11 Eve. So, like, let's not forget. So Omaha's most important holiday.
You have to be off the streets at midnight.
So, yeah, anyway, they just like, it's, for some reason, though, Apple thinks that we need to be able to go that far back in the calendar app. And okay, I guess.
Maybe they have us going, they have us going back that far so they can be like, you guys see this, right? You see what the Catholics did back then, right? Like that. Somebody scroll back there and see, because y'all got to see this.
I feel like right now the Catholics are about to rise back up into power, man. I feel like that they're like, look at what kind of power we used to have. Let's get that back, shall we?
Every time they change the calendar, it's a little bit like building a stadium in Florida. Like Easter just keeps getting closer and closer and closer. They're like, change the calendar again. We're just going to build a stadium on top of the stadium.
You have to prepare early so it doesn't sink completely into the Everglades.
Yeah.
Easter will sink into the
Chicago
Everglades.
Bears. Yeah, so they like landed a spaceship on top of Soldier Field, made it into Soldier Stadium or whatever, and it looks terrible. But yeah, I feel like that's
we've got the Easter Bunny, we've got the Ice Gator, and the Crucifix Jesus, and that's the Trinity of Easter,
and the alien ant farm,
and the alien ant farm,
and the CGN calendar,
and the CGN calendar, it's alien ant farm, the Ice Gator. Ice Gator sounds a lot like Ice Gator.
Dude, up until like a month ago, one of our minor league hockey teams was the Florida Everblades, and it was a gator with like ice skates on it. But now we got the Savannah
Ghost
Pirates.
They should be the Ice Gators.
That's so cool.
They should be the Ice Gators. Oh my gosh. Wow.
We've just solved a lot, guys. I don't really know what to say.
I think this is like probably the most polished finishing rate we've ever had on this show.
We've solved a lot of things today.
Oh, I thought you meant finishing. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Wait, we're not even close.
Listen, it's been a week. I'm making up for the rest of you.
It's $100 a time, too. Dang, dude. That's the only one getting paid this episode.
That bucket in that picture on Gravy's Instagram. Yeah, I filled it.
Well. All right. Well, I guess it's time for, I guess it's Guinness time. Is that what we say? Is that how we say it before? Yeah. We take a look at the most fun Guinness World Records from set in the last week, or posted in the last week, I should say. Not even set. Well, here we got another Harlem Globetrotters one, and I'm never mad about them setting a record because it's always
hell
fun.
Yeah.
The farthest back somersault basketball shot. Boy, I don't know what to think about this. Bull Bullard said it for the Harlem Globetrotters. Any guesses, gentlemen, on where he was standing when he shot this?
Back. What was it? A back
opposite foul line.
Effectively, he did a backflip and scored at the same time.
That's insane.
Can I ask a clarifying question? Was it inside a stadium?
Yeah, it was indoors.
Okay.
I was on a basketball court.
Opposite foul line.
I'm going to say, man, I feel like, you know when you watch the guys do the throw-ins in soccer and how much more how much more power they can generate when they do the flip?
But that's like a front
flip.
Backflip
generates the same. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if the backflip will generate the same amount of force. I'm going to say.
It's like a punt.
Just pass out.
Yeah.
Bull Bullard, congratulations, shot it from 1 foot shy of the opposite free throw line.
Holy crap. See, yeah, I went over. Was, you still lose.
Oh, no, that's where he landed. He was 1 foot in front. You actually win, Siege, because he started 1 foot in front, but when he did the backflip where he landed was 1 foot behind. So,
well, where do they take the measurement from then?
Upon further review, they take the measurement where he lands. Yeah. Siege, you went over. Congratulations, Brandon.
Wow.
I feel like they should take it from wherever the ball left his hands, but, you know, whatever.
Imagine if you laid a bunch of PBRs.
Eggs. Oh.
Already.
I have that dream a lot. Yeah.
Of laying a PBR from your butt? Like, oh, boop. Yeah.
What do you think? The B stands for butt.
Imagine laying a bunch of cans of tall boys of Rainier. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Wow. Perfect.
Vitamin R on a bar top counter.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then you had to walk by and smash as many as you could in 1 minute using only a downward elbow.
Oh, that's annoying.
Most drink cans crushed with an elbow in 1 minute, gentlemen.
Oh, 53.
In a minute?
Yeah.
Clarifying question. Is there somebody laying the cans out, or are they already just laid out? Or
they are already laid out. It's like being at the San Jose Stadium with the longest outdoor bar in the world, if you had that at your disposal.
Which nobody goes to.
Sure.
I
mean, they should have a contest to see who can slide a beer the furthest down that without spilling it.
Guys. Oh, man. 38. I'm going to go 38.
Brandon, would you say 50-something?
I said 53.
I feel like you're both lose because you're so wildly off. The dude smashed 120 cans in 1 minute.
Dude, Gravy won. Gravy said 91.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait a second.
On.
This guy's got him laying down on the side. This
way,
is a different.
Yeah, no, this is not the
I said, what if you laid him
thinking.
Down? Go back and listen. I said, you laid down a bunch
know,
of.
No, I know what you said, but this is like, Siege, you.
Yeah,
you agree.
I was figuring standing. Okay. Wait, don't do that. But standing up tall,
but
like
you're,
this.
Yeah, you're standing him up. Yeah,
you're standing
all side
him up
side.
Like that.
Ow.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
You're like smashing it on the head. Smash it on the head with your elbow. Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
That's
what I'm thinking. Like, you smash, like, this is the way that he did it. Oh, I would have given a lot.
Twist the shaft, punch the head.
Guys, what do you think the smallest.
This feels like the whole ice cream scoop thing again.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, the Guinness is really kind of.
What? How are you not impressed? That's so fast.
I feel like they're misleading. I mean, yeah, that's fast still, but I mean, like, that. Why do you think we're guessing 38 and 51?
Yeah,
I thought that was 38 if it was that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you could. I think both of you could get over 60. I think you could do.
I was
going to
say I could do over 60 with my forehead. If
I've seen how many chips you can eat, like you could do chip down, chip down. Like it's like you could do both. Two, how many cans could you smash while doing 1 minute of chips? That's the big question.
1 minute of getting smashed.
The smallest pack of playing cards. Well, this is pretty impressive. I'll just go ahead and share this one so you don't have to like figure it out. But Brandon's on the right track.
Yeah, I was going to say, measuring like pinky nail.
At about a third of your pinky nail. Maybe what? Like pinky toenail. Measuring in at 5 millimeters, that is approximately 1/5 of an inch, by 3.6 millimeters, Rob Halifax created the smallest pack of playing cards. They're tiny. They have a little pack, too. It's really cute. And they've got all the figures on it and everything. And yeah.
Did he give it to that little hamster that other guy makes all the miniature burritos for on Instagram?
That guy's so cute.
That was like the best part of the internet that I've ever, I think.
Remember when the internet wasn't awful and it wasn't the just worst? Companies like trying to figure out what to show you to keep you watching longer that you don't need to watch? It was like your first
posting
stuff.
It was just like actually entertaining. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's just like, don't leave or you'll die. I'm like, okay.
I will say, like, sometimes my my kid had to get a haircut, and he, despite his mother being a hairstylist, he does not like getting his haircut. And so we went to a barber shop, and because my wife doesn't even cut either of our hairs because she hates us both. She doesn't, but she hates cutting our hair. And so I was like, all right, dude, like, how am I going to keep this kid occupied? I showed him a video of, I was just like, oh, thank God for YouTube. I'm just going to Google hedgehogs and just show him a video of hedgehogs for like
fat guy
half
with
an
a
hour
micro peen is like,
yeah.
Oh, sorry, kid.
It's anteaters.
I see that every day, Dad.
Longest bicycle pedaled by four guys, I guess. And one guy to steer at the front. Four guys in the back pedaling, one guy steering at the front. The longest bicycle. How long do you think it is?
Four guys pedaling at the back.
To be fair, one is a lady.
Oh, well, that makes huge difference. Yeah, it's got to be much shorter than what I had originally planned.
Gravy says 58 feet. 30 feet.
That's too many. That's too many. I'm going to say 22.
Try 55.16 meters.
What?
Or
holy
180 feet, 11 inches.
This is like a human centipede of push-ups. That's way too many.
That's not a bike. It looks like it's not a bike anymore.
It's a steamroller for a front tire to support all the structural weight.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, look at all the structural girder. It looks like a girder from a building.
I don't know why I keep taking it personally. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep taking it personally when you...
No,
it's not you, Greg.
Yeah, it's not me at all. I'm just reading it.
That thing has a lot of wheels.
It's got like steamroller wheels.
It's like on a steamroller. That's just, I don't.
And there's nothing inside of it. That's like
good enough for Gerg.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, Gerg on the side of the establishment. Never thought I'd see that.
Oh, this one. Now, this one really bothers me. I know. I've gotten so soft in my old age, both physically and mentally, right? Nah, I still hate everything. Pretty
strong. Yeah. Welcome back.
My buddy Bryce called me the other day and he was like, what's going on with you? And he like brought up some subject about my former boss and I lost it. And he was like, listen to you. And I was like, you're of the Gerg! He's like, oh, I like angry Greg. And I was like, yeah. I hate this person for doing this and I could definitely never be there when he did this. But most walnuts crushed with teeth in 1 minute.
Ew.
Awful. Just terrible, terrible, awful.
Ugh. Does it have to be one at a time, or is he doing multiple?
It appears that he's doing one at a time.
Okay.
And he's switching back and forth from side to side to mouth because, you know, he's got to give his face a rest from the pain.
Like a baby.
Is he
40?
Yeah, I'm gonna say 62.
Baby.
Look at that haircut. He's not that. He's not that.
Not time strong. For breaks. As Instagram, get out of here. I don't want to take a break. I'm watching it. Videos. Watching my videos. Gravy says,
"Watch my videos. Watching my stories."
Say? Siege, what'd you say?
60.
I think I said 40.
I said 62.
With the correct answer of 44. Congratulations to Siege.
Wow. I won one.
Hey.
Oh, you won the mouth nut guy.
I've been waiting to do that.
Mouth nut guy.
There's one thing I have experience with. It's mouth nuts.
It's mouth nuts.
Mouth nut guy. That's a title option as well as PNSS.
Mouth nut guy is going to be in the Everglades with everybody.
I like Ice Gator.
Let's do, okay, all right. I don't know if people will get it, but I'm in. Finally, most consecutive bottle bumps on the elbow. How many times can you bump a bottle so it does a little flip and lands again? Almost like flip cup, but not stopping, and on your elbow.
I feel like I've been burned so many times by technicalities in this. Is what kind of bottle is it? Can we start with that?
It's like one of the bottles that the plastic bottles that they have the pre-made stuff in, you know, like a, like they would have like the pineapple juice in it so they can make the fancy drink or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah.
Is it like Tom Cruise in Cocktail?
I don't obviously know that reference.
If you get multiple flips off of one elbow bounce, does that count?
Oh, wait, hold on.
He's like, it is literally like Tom Cruise in Cocktail. I think you're exactly right, Siege. I think like,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's more like Michael Caine in Cocktail. Tom Cruise wasn't that good yet.
Yeah. I'm going to say, wait, is it in 1 minute?
Gravy said 119.
How many consecutive? Like just ever? Like just, he just did not stop.
Just kept going.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Oh,
man.
65.
I was going
to say 6.
Yes.
6. 642,000.
642,000, a little wide of the margin. Just a bit outside.
Close.
Gravy says 119. Oh, you're so close, Gravy. Congratulations. He could have said 69, but instead he said 65 because he hates the show or something. Yeah. But 108 was the correct answer. Gravy goes over. Siege is obviously ridiculous. And Brandon with 65, the winner. All right. Well, that was Guinness time.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I mean, obviously this is a very heady show. It's time to bring it all back together and end on a positive here. And, well, not necessarily a positive, I guess. I guess it's trying to figure out what we put together here from this very heady show. What did we learn this week? Starring Sean Gravy Gervin.
Well, besides that, like, Guinness stuff is mostly BS. I mean, we've learned that half of those are terrible. But,
disagree.
You know, We know
it's still my favorite segment.
It is great. I think it's fantastic to see the stuff that passes for a record now.
We need to make our own records.
Yeah.
Well, most times Siege gets it wrong guessing.
Record held by Siege.
We have to be keeping track. You have to put at least 14 more on there.
although he's always been a Seattle 11, Greg learned that he's a San Diego 6 and maybe a Miami 4. We know that much.
Dude, see, Seattle 11, that's pretty good.
That's really nice of you.
It's because he's very tall. He just goes right past the scale. That's all.
6 foot five, yeah. 198 millimeters, that's how I prefer to measure it. It also makes something else seem more significant. I mean centimeters. I meant centimeters.
I was going to say, goddamn. You were 50 of those little decks of cards.
It's probably actually something. Wait, hold on. I'm going to do some math, some stoichiometry.
It sounds way more impressive in millimeters.
How many inches is? Goddamn. Yeah, I'll take it. Okay, anyway.
And then, you know, Siege, he's going to have to go to Orlando to snort some space Lego and turn into a kaiju.
Hell yes. I am making that happen.
And Brandon, he's gonna have to start farming his ants just for the dad jokes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Space ants, please, though. Okay.
Space ants.
Dude, that's got we gotta make that happen, all right?
Yeah.
And then like, what if one of the astronauts got space ants in their pants?
It's better, space
better than space crabs.
Well, I mean, at all least crabs one you space. Were. I mean, yeah, one what about maybe you were, you know, doing
space
the old
gators?
Space gators.
Space gators in
skate
your pants.
In space?
ice space gator.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.